Blog Talk Radio.
www.jackieap.com. Putting that in the chat room right now. Need info about the blog, the radio show, social network pages. If you're interested in sponsoring or donating to Thoughts for Vision, that is the place to do it, at my one-stop shop, my website. Once again, that's www.jackieap.com. Check it out. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. Whoever is listening to the sound of my voice, by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page, thank you so, so very much for tuning in today. But the Thoughts for Vision 5th anniversary continues throughout November the 8th. And this is time I welcome you to, you can call in right now to the show and give your well wishes, as well as, like I said, you want to make a special anniversary donation right now to Thoughts for Vision. Like I said, you can do that at my website. Or definitely if you want to call in right now, I mean, I'm live right now. You want to offer any well wishes for my anniversary, it will be so greatly appreciated. I take this time to just once again to tell you all to thank you so much for your support. It's been 5 years since Thoughts the Vision came into existence. And like I said, I've had my challenges, but, you know, to God be the glory. Because, I mean, this is a challenging thing to be willing to take a step out on faith and do something like this. And that's why you have got to see the vision for yourself. You can't rely on others to see what God has placed in you. And like I said, we all have something. God has given us all giftings, talents, and abilities that he doesn't mean for us to sit on and allow to be dormant. He means for you to to use those giftings and talents and abilities for his glory, you know, and to bless others, okay? First and foremost, for his glory and to bless others. I see guest 400 in the chat room. Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today. But yeah, he means for us to use our giftings, our talents, our abilities for his glory and to be a blessing to others, to be an inspiration and encouragement to others. So just keep that in mind, because it's never, ever, ever about you. And that can be hard in the world that it's that says it's all about you. See, what the world says is one thing, but God's kingdom works a totally different way. And that's to bring glory to his name and to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And I just thank God for every opportunity that he gives me to be a blessing, to first of all, to give glory and honor to his name, but to also be a blessing to other people. And he's put something in you. I mean, I don't know what that is, but you know, because God has placed it in you. And I encourage y'all today, whatever the Lord has given you to do, have the courage to step out on faith. You know, because that's what God is moved by. He is moved by our faith and our belief in what the Bible says is true, you know. You got to believe what the Bible says. You got to believe what God says about you. I am the head and not the tail. See, you got to believe that you're the head. See, if you believe you're the tail, then, you know, you're going to be the tail. But if you believe that you're the head, see, you got to believe that. You have to believe. It ain't enough for anybody else to believe for you. You have got to catch that vision and see it for yourself. You have to see your vision. Don't rely on nobody else to see it. You know, because people got their own vision that they have to see in their own life. So don't, and God forbid, if they don't see their own vision, they're sure not going to see yours. See, people who are not working on themselves, they definitely are not going to see your vision, okay? So don't count on that. You need to see your own vision that God has placed in you and through you. You know, he places it in you so he can work through you to be a blessing to others. And just keep that in mind. As I constantly say, be open and willing to what God has for you to do. You got to be open. And if you're not open, you're not willing, then, hey, that's a different story. Nothing is going to happen. But you have got to believe for yourself that what God has said to you is going to come to pass. Okay? And that's what Thoughts for Vision has always been about and will continue to be about, encouraging you all to live out your vision, your goal, your dream that God has placed in you to do. He's placed something in you, something. As I constantly say, God does not make giftless people. I mean, if it's not just but one gift, take that and use it for the glory and honor of God and to be a blessing to his people. Despite the obstacles and the challenges, I say this, I'd rather work on the obstacles and the challenges to what God has for me to do. Because that's where the passion will draw from. See, if you're working on something that you don't care about, you know, that's nothing, that has nothing to do with your dream at all, then you're not going to put no effort into that. There's no effort in that. in doing something that you hate. There's no worse effort. No effort is going to be put to that because you hate it. But if you have a passion for what God has placed in you, see, that passion will draw out. That passion will be enough to light your fire and to keep you going, even though times get hard and struggles come. It's that passion that you can draw from that to help keep you going. And you're going to have some challenges, you know, and they may knock you down for a minute, but that's okay. Just get back up and keep on going. You know, just draw God's strength and draw your passion for what you're doing and keep going. Keep going. Because we're only here for a short time. I don't know, y'all. You know, don't get it twisted thinking you got all the time in the world here. You don't know when you're going to leave this earth. You know, you don't know when you're going to leave here. Bible talks about your life is but a vapor, a vapor. Ain't nothing but a mist. You don't know how long you have on this earth, and you don't have time to waste waiting on something that's not going to come. If you sit up here waiting for a right time, or you know, that's an excuse people you like to use. I'm waiting on the right time. But there is no right time. Just start. Just start. As you start it, God will assist you. He will assist you. Like I said, you'll have your challenges, but God will assist you in everything you're doing. Okay? So just take that step of faith, you know. Now faith, I mean, the Bible talks about now, Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you may not see it, but and that's where your hope has to come in. When you don't see a way, where it doesn't look like it's going to be a way, that's where that hope has got to kick in, where you can see it. See it enough and catch the vision enough to continue, okay? So hopefully that will help you all. I hope what I said will help you all, okay, into getting on the road or keeping on the road to what God has for you. Okay? Now, definitely I want to talk about some other things before I end today. Next thing, topic of discussion is definitely I got to give you a recap on the wonderful event that I went to on Sunday. Like I said, I went to Dr. Gabriel Crenshaw's event this coming Sunday. It was called Sessions with Dr. Gabe. And it was excellent. I mean, that's all I have to say. It was excellent. Just discussing how, you know, about mental issues. The focus was on mental issues and how they affect the brain. He had some really great guests to call in. One lady who had a son that was dealing with bipolar issues, and he ended up going to a psychologist that put him on heavy medication, and unfortunately, he ended up losing his life. But she started an organization in his name to help other families who were going through the same thing. And then also a lady that called who works as a teacher in the Kansas City, Missouri district. She works as a teacher who kind of deals with the problem kids and the things that she struggles with. And another lady who called who was talking about her family and how they had to eventually come back together after suffering some hard times. And it was wonderful. Just all of the information that was talked about and was discussed. It was excellent. That's all I got to say. It was excellent. And I say kudos to Dr. Gabriel Crenshaw. In fact, it was so great. I told him, I was like, I would love to just play some role in it, in helping you getting together future events, okay? So I will definitely be helping him out with that. And looking forward to it. But I welcome you all, if that event comes to your area, to check it out. And this was his, I mean, talking about what I was talking about earlier about stepping out on faith. I mean, he said that this concept of this event was in the works for 5 years. And he took this step of faith despite, you know, different opinions that he's received, you know, about whether it was going to work or not, whatever. But this event has been in his mind for 5 years, and it was a development over 5 years, and it finally manifested this Sunday. And, I mean, it was just awesome to see him taking that, his step of faith for his vision to do what he can to help families, okay? And I'm sure you've seen him on countless shows such as Extra and The Doctors and so many more, offering his expertise as a psychologist to focus on mental issues, because the attitude, especially towards you know, black people, is what's that phrase they talking about? Black people don't go to therapy; they go to church. Well, some and not just limited to black people. Look, if you need therapy or you need counseling, you need to get the help. Because I went through it. I did counseling for a season as well. And it's helped me. It's helped me greatly. And like I was telling him, actually both times that he's been on the show, you know, I was telling him, and I welcome you to re-listen to that show. You can check it out on either the Caliwood Media Network end, or you can go to my SoundCloud page as well and check it out, because I have the show posted there as well. Like I was saying, you can't even let God in. You can't even let God in if you're built up and pent up with the stuff from your past. You can't even let God in. You know, the Bible talks about, behold, I stand at the door and knock. See, God is a gentleman. He doesn't force himself on you. He stands at the door and knock. And you got to open the door. And you know what you do. When somebody knocks, you check the door, you open it and let them in. Well, God is no different. You got to be willing to let God in, you know. You got to be willing to let him into your heart, into your mind, into your soul, into your spirit. You got to welcome him in. He ain't going to bust in on you. That's not the way it works. He decided long time ago he didn't want robots. He wanted people who was going to willingly and freely love him, you know, and you got to let him in. For him to do and complete the work that he needs to do in you, you got to let him in. You got to let him in to do so. And so many people are not full, if at all, they're not fully letting God in because of the stuff from their past. And some of you need the healing that counseling or therapy will bring you. So I'm all for that. Like I said, I've been to counseling. I did both individual and group counseling. And that was a very big part of my growth and development into where I'm at now. Some of you need to talk. Some of you need to talk about what has happened in your life so you can be free from it. It's not enough to stuff it, okay, or to mask it. You know, some of you, of course, use drugs, you use alcohol, you use sex, you use food, and some of you use church. See, it doesn't have to be bad stuff. Some of you use good stuff to mask, whether it's work or school or overachieving, even church. Some of you use church to hide. And the Lord ain't stupid. He knows it's a mask. You're using it to mask. You're using it to hide. And that's not helping you. You got to be willing to free yourself from what has happened from your past, because it's going to hold you back. It's going to affect in every area of your life. The stuff that's happened to you, it's going to affect you in every area of your life. If you find that you're having issues in your relationships or having issues in your career, having issues in your ministry where you feel like you're not really growing or developing or into the point where you want it, hey, it may be something that's holding you back, and it may be your past. So I welcome you all. If you need to do some kind of counseling or therapy, I welcome you to do so. That's why I thank God and my church, and I attend West Angeles Church of God in Christ. I thank God that they recognize the need for counseling. They have a counseling center. And not all churches have it. Not all churches recognize the need for it, which I don't understand, but it was really a key part of my growth and development. Okay? And I welcome you all. You know, if you need someone to talk to, please do so. You know, look for resources. Talk to people who've been to counseling and therapy, you know. And definitely I welcome you to check out Dr. Gabe's website. I'm sure he has some wonderful resources on there for you as well. And you can check that out by going to www.askdrgabe.com. That's askdrgabe.com. I welcome you to check out his website. I'm sure he has some wonderful resources and all that sort of thing. And once again, I welcome you if he does this event in an area near you, I welcome you to check it out. Once again, it's called Sessions with Dr. Gabe. This past Sunday was his first one, but he said it will not be his last. He's going to continue to go on. So if you are out here in Los Angeles, or if it comes out to be in an area near you, I welcome you to check it out. And like I said, for more info, just to keep up with Dr. Gabriel Crenshaw, once again, his website, www.askdrgabe.com. That's askdrgabe.com for more info. Definitely want to remind you again, I have an interview coming up this Thursday, October the 29th, and the interview is with author and First Lady Jacquez McNeil. Wonderful woman of God. So happy for everything that's going on in her life. So excited to be interviewing with her. Like I said, she has recently become a First Lady. She went to my same church, West Angeles Church of God in Christ, she said, for like 30 years. And now God has had her and her family, her husband, Pastor David McNeil, and their daughter, Michaela. They are now on this new chapter in their lives, where they are now, the two of them, David and Jacquez, they are the pastor and the first lady of Transforming Lives Community Church. And that is located in the city of Hawthorne, California. Okay? And I welcome you to check it out. I'm sure it's a wonderful, wonderful ministry, and I'm just so proud of them for taking that step of faith, okay? And if you want to check out their ministry, if you are here in the if you are here in California and you're near the city of Los Angeles, I welcome you to check it out. I'm going to give you the address. Once again, it's Transforming Lives Community Church. The address is 4951 West 119th Place, Hawthorne, California, 90250. And they're sharing this, the facility. The facility is actually at Del Air Baptist Church, okay? They're sharing that facility with that wonderful church right now. Once again, the name of the church actually is Del Air Baptist Church. That's where they're holding their services, okay? So you can definitely check that out if you're interested. And also, she is the author of a new book that is out. It is called Life Happens. Oh, thing just went out. Hold on. Life Happens, 30 Strategies for Triumphant Living. Once again, I want to repeat the name of that book. And she is the author of it. Is called, and it's a 30-day devotional book, okay? Once again, the title is Life Happens, 30 Strategies for Triumphant Living. And she is also the founder of Witness Book Club. And this is a ministry she's been doing for 20 years now as of this year. This year makes 20 years that she's been over the Witness Book Club. So wonderful things that are going on in this young lady's life. And just so proud of her and her family for also, of course, taking their step of faith to do what God has ordained them to do, okay? And just so proud of her and all of her accomplishments. And once again, she will be on the show this coming Thursday. In 2 days, she will be on, and she will be talking about everything that's going on in her life. And I'm going to give you the website to her book for now. If you want to get this wonderful book, once again, it's a 30-day devotional book titled Life Happens, 30 Strategies for Triumphant Living. You want to get that book? You can go to the website, www.lifehappensbook.org. Once again, if you want to get that great book, once again, go to the website, www.lifehappensbook.org. If you want more info about that book and you want to have it in your own personal library, I welcome you to get it. And, you know, just be blessed by it, okay? So definitely go to that website, check out that wonderful book, and get it. And get it for your personal use, okay? You will be on the show this coming Thursday in 2 days, October the 29th. She will be my special guest, my Vision in the Spotlight guest, the one, the only, Jacquez, First Lady Jacquez McNeil. So look forward to that great interview coming up. And definitely, last but not least, I welcome you to check out, of course, the Caliwood Media Network, hosted and executive produced, of course, by the one, the only, Cassandra Calloway. I welcome you to just continue to check that out. You can go to her, any info that you need about Cassandra Calloway, you can check out her personal page, www.cassandracalloway.com, as well as anything that you need about Caliwood Media Network. You can go to the website, www.caliwoodmedia.com. I'm going to type that one in the chat room. Need any info about the wonderful shows that's taking place on the Caliwood Media Network? Once again, the website, www.caliwoodmedia.com. www.fifthmedia.com. Some wonderful things happening, of course, in her life. She is now, as well as Blog Talk Radio, of course, she is on at Roscoe's Media Center doing the show. And I welcome you to tune in to today's show. On the show today, the Cassandra Calloway Show, okay, for today, she will have on comedian Lou Nail and recording artist Tony Ann Simple. So stay tuned to the Cassandra Calloway Show, and that's coming on today at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time. You can check that out on both you can go to her website, CalloweyMedia.com. You click on that live shows link. You click on that live shows link, and that will lead you to the link to watch the show live today. Or, of course, you can listen via Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/CalloweyMediaNetwork, however you want to choose to listen. But, of course, we encourage you to check it out on Roscoe's Media Center because, like I said, not only are you listening to the show, you can watch the show, okay? You will be watching the show via RMC, okay? And once again, to check that out, go to our website, CalloweyMedia.com, hit the live shows link, and that's where you can watch the RMC version from there. And I welcome you again to watch today's show. Today's show she is having on the Cassandra Calloway Show. She will have special guests, comedian Lou Nail and recording artist Tony Ann Simple. And that is today's show at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time. Once again, for more info about Cassandra Calloway, her personal page, www.cassandracalloway.com, or anything about Calloway Media Network, go to www.CallywoodMedia, that's CallywoodMedia.com, okay, for any info that you need about that, okay? Welcome you to check it out and keep up and abreast of what's going on with her, okay? So many great opportunities that she has to, that she's having to, you know, do red carpet and to, I mean, just so many things under her belt, doing DJ work and just so much more. And I just thank God for her and the opportunities that are coming in her life. If you want to keep up with her, definitely do so. But tune in to the Cassandra Calloway Show. That is today at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time. Go to you can check out the RMC version at her website, CalloweyMedia.com. Like I said, go there, hit the live shows link, and you can watch the show live from there. Or you can check it out, of course, via Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/CalloweyMediaNetwork, okay? So tune in today. And with that, that is all the time I have for the show today. Please adhere to everything that I have said today. Once again, you want more info about Dr. Gabriel Crenshaw, go to his website, www.askdrgabe.com. If you want to purchase that book by Jacquez McNeil, Life Happens, definitely go to the website to go get that, www.lifehappensbook.org. Want more info about Cassandra Calloway and Calloway Media Network, go to www.CalloweyMedia.com. And definitely, again, if you need more info about me, and if you want to just continue to check out the blog, check out the radio show, you want to make that special anniversary donation to Thoughts for Vision during the fifth anniversary, you can check out my website, www.jackieap.com. Once again, www.jackieap.com. And that's it for the show today. Thank you so, so very much for tuning in to the Thoughts for Vision radio show today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful evening. And I will see you on the radio Thursday. Take care and God bless.